Yes, I got that. One bar of soap and send it up special. Yes. Goodbye. Let's see, a bar of soap. I reckon we better wrap it up and have it ready. Howdy.
Is you old Mr. Zebediah Winterbottom?
Yep, that's me.
I'd like to make an appointment with you to see a very distinguished gentleman.
What's that?
I'd like to make an appointment with you to see a very distinguished gentleman. He'll be here at exactly 9:45 and a quarter.
Well, gosh, almighty, who is he? It's almost 9:45 right now.
I know. It's now exactly 9:44 and three quarters. But this gentleman is very, very busy. To keep an appointment with him, promptness is essential.
Well, gosh, I'll try to, and I'll just take a second here to slick myself up a moment. Oh, what in tarnation did they do with that hairbrush?
It is now exactly 9:45.
Yes.
15 seconds to go.
Oh, gosh almighty. And my shoes look kind of dusty. Oh.
9:45 and one quarter.
Oh, gosh.
Mr. Hector Q. Smith.
Oh, gee, what a price, Jack.
Hector. Why, Dad, do you...
Now, wait, Mr. Winterbottom. Just a minute. I'm a busy man. I haven't any time to argue, you see.
Well, is that all, sir?
Yes, sure. That's all on it. You go outside and wait for me in my car.
Yes, sir. But you haven't a car, sir.
Well, that's right, isn't it? Well, you go outside and wait where the car would be if I have one.
Yes, very good, sir. I'll wait, sir.
Say, what in the name of perdition is all this dead burn monkey business? Who is that fella, anyhow?
Shoot, that's my chauffeur. You see, I'm a big shot in the moving picture business now. I got to have a chauffeur. Gee whiz, I'm a great big director.
Yes, you're a darn fool, that's what you are. Having a chauffeur when you ain't even got a car.
Well, I got to have somebody to carry this suitcase, don't I?
Why don't you carry it yourself? It ain't heavy. There's nothing in it for that fool bullfighter's costume.
You think it ain't heavy, huh?
Huh.
Well, say, I'll just bet you two bits you can't carry it from here over to the counter there without putting it down.
Why, you're crazy. I'll just take that bet.
Yes, sir.
And there's my two bits. Right there.
All right, and there's mine. Now, let's see you carry this suitcase from here over to that counter. Without putting it down.
You mean this counter over here?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir.
See you do it.
There you be.
Yes, but you put it down. You put it down just as soon as you got over there. Thanks for the two bits.
Why? You get out of here. You get out of this store, I'll skin you alive.
Wait, Mr. Winterbottom. Remember, I haven't time to argue. I'm a busy man. A big movie director like me has got lots to do.
Lots to do.
Well, I have. Just look. I'm not only the star of the picture, but I'm directing it. And I'm going to take that little story of Miss Beebe's and make something big out of it. I'm going to make it an epic.
What? What do you mean?
Well, for one thing, I'm going to put in a big battle scene. A big battle scene with cannons shooting and soldiers going over the top and airplanes falling and...
Hey, not so fast, Jumper, not so fast. Airplanes falling? Who are you going to get to fall in airplanes?
Oh, shoot, I'll do that myself.
Yeah.
Why, you know, falling out of an airplane is nothing for me.
What?
I fell 5,000 feet one time.
Well, 5,000 feet? Why, that's darn near a mile. It'll kill you to fall 5,000 feet.
Well, you see, I fell a few feet at a time. And besides, I got an invention so that if you do fall, it won't hurt you.
Yes, I bet you have. What kind of invention?
Well, it's something like a shaving mug, only it's plus nine, and you play it like a mouth organ.
Well, if all the darn fool contraptions. You mean to say if you play all that, you won't get hurt when you fall?
That's a fact, Mr. Winterbottom. My tongue would be blistered for weeks if I lied to you. You know that. No, sir. It wouldn't hurt you at all when you fall. But, gee, it's sure tough when you land.
Oh, I see. What? Say, listen here. You get out now. Go on. Get out of this store.
Now, wait, Mr. Winterbottom. Wait. I only got 5 seconds more to talk to you.
What?
Just 5 seconds more. My time is valuable.
Sure.
You see, I'm going to take this big battle scene tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tomorrow. And remember something here. There's a man coming to bring me a microphone. He's going to bring me another microphone. And if he comes in here, you send him out to the movie lot. Now, don't forget that. And now your 5 seconds is up, and that's that. That's all the time I can give you for that.
Well, if all the darn crazy notions, and he slicked me out of 2 bits besides, I'd darn him in now. For 2 cents, I'd...
I just passed Hector out there. Who's that fella carrying your suitcase?
Oh, why, that's his. Say, listen, Ed. Come here. You see this empty bucket sitting here?
Yeah.
Well, I bet you 2 bits you can't carry it from here over to the counter there without setting it down.
Say, Zeb, you must be crazy.
No.
Of course I can.
Well, all right, I bet you can't. There are the 2 bits. Yes, sir. Put up or shut up.
Well, all right. That's easy. All right, there's my 2 bills.
Well... let's see you do it. Let's see you do it now.
Yeah.
Yes, you lose. You set it down when you got there.
You're crazy. I didn't need it.
What?
I hung it up there on the hook.
You what? Oh, consign it. Dad, didn't you? Darn that Hector Smith. Darn him anyhow.
Get out of the way and give me them quarters.
Oh, well.
Say, what you taking on so far anyhow? What's Hector got to do with it?
Oh, if I ever catch him around here again,
well, here's your chance. There he comes right now, all dressed up in a new suit of clothes.
A new suit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll learn him to go strutting around in a new suit on the money he slickered out of me now. Yes, sir. Come here. Come here, you young jackanapes. I'll shake the dab ratted shoes off you. I'll learn you.
I beg your pardon.
Huh? Why, it ain't him at all.
I'll be damned.
What? Oh, say, excuse us, mister. We sort of took you for a friend.
Well, I'm not. And even if I were, that's not the way to act. Rushing up to a man and grabbing his coat and shaking him.
Say, are you going to try and tell us how to treat a friend?
Well, now, wait, Ed, wait. We're sorry, mister. Is something we can do for you?
Yes. Are you acquainted with the people hereabout?
Hear about what?
The people.
Oh, hear about the people. Well, no, mister, we ain't heard about no people.
Oh, this is very annoying. I'm asking.
How's that?
I say this annoys me. Annoys.
Oh, you mean did we hear about annoys?
I mean nothing of the kind.
Well, then, what do you mean? What do you mean? Make up your mind. We can't stand around here all day listening to you.
I'm simply asking if you're well acquainted with the people in this village. I'm looking for Miss Evie B. Beebe.
Oh, well, yes. Say, I reckon you must be the fellow with the microphone, eh?
No. I am a dramatic artist. I have followed the stage for years.
Followed the stage for years, eh?
Why didn't you wait? There'd be another one along in a few minutes.
But you...
Yes, mister, the stage is run every half hour.
I'm referring to the dramatic stage. The stage and the screen. You have a cinema here in Corn Center, have you not?
What, mister?
Cinema.
Oh, yes, we got some cinnamon. How much you want?
Not cinnamon.
Not cinnamon?
No, cinema. A motion picture theater. I say, you have things on the screen here, haven't you?
Oh, sure, yes. We've got things on the screen, mostly flies.
Oh, God. Listen, what I'm trying to explain to you is that I am an actor, a thespian. Here, my card.
Thanks.
Ordinarily, I play Shakespeare. Have you seen Henry VIII?
Thanks. No, I ain't even seen Henry the First.
But
what Henry do you mean, mister? What Henry?
That's a play. A play. Henry VIII. Or Macbeth. I played Macbeth too. Why, you surely must recall that great dueling scene where Macbeth cries, Leon Macduff, and damned be he.
Say, now, just a second, young feller. That'll be enough of that kind of talk around here.
What talk? What do you mean? I am quoting Shakespeare. I am a thespian.
I don't give a darn what your religion is. You can't go cussing around here.
But I tell you, those words were not mine. They came from Shakespeare.
Hold on. Came from Shakespeare. Why, I seen you stand right there and say them.
Yes, you can't shake her out.
No.
We're too darn smart.
Oh, great heavens. I mean, they were written by Shakespeare. Why,
they weren't.
So you subscribe to the Baconian theory, eh?
No, sir. We won't subscribe to nothing. No. You got too much to read as a kid.
Oh, I mean, you think Shakespeare's plays were written by Bacon.
What, say?
Bacon.
Well, how much do you want?
I don't want any.
Oh, we don't want any bacon.
No. I'm telling you.
How about a nice slice of ham?
Yeah. I don't want any ham either.
What do you want? We're getting darn tired of this foolery.
First it's cinnamon, and then it's bacon, and then it's ham.
And cussing around here like a dad darn trooper.
Yeah.
You go on, get out of the store.
Go on, get out.
Hey, that fella's just a dad darn city slicker.
Yeah.